John in Michigan listens to the Money Pit on WKZO and wants to talk about cementing a driveway. What's going on, John?
The driveway is a double-wide driveway and about 2.5 yards long. And it's gravel. And I wanted to know the thickness of the cement. How thick should the cement be? I've got a pickup truck, so I want to know, you know, how much, how thick should the cement be, and does it do you any good to buy reinforced with fiberglass?
Great question. You know, the thickness of the cement is not the most important place to start when you're thinking about putting in a concrete driveway. The most important place to start, and Leslie, I know you've been there, done that, is the prep. Getting that site prepped properly. And by prep, I mean getting rid of the old stuff, making sure that the base that you're going to put that cement on is well tamped, so it's not soft. There's no rotten material
in
there.
Well, because if the base isn't tamped properly and something settles in the wrong way, and settling in any way is wrong when it comes to cement, is that it'll crack the cement, and then you can't add to that and fix that. So that prep is huge.
As important as the time of cement and the thickness of the cement is that prep. So do the prep very, very carefully. Now, back to your original question, I do think it's a good idea to use fiberglass reinforced cement in the driveway. It's a heck of a lot stronger. If you're not going to use woven wire mesh, which is be like a really extreme way to go, but a super strong way to go, certainly use the fiberglass and make sure you put it in sections so that those sections have room to expand and contract. You cannot put a driveway in that is that big without having expansion joints in it.
Well, how big should those sections be?
You said it's a double wide driveway?
Right.
So that's going to be, what, about, say, 16, 18 feet wide?
I guess about that.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to want to not go more than about 10 to 12 feet without having a joint.
Okay, well, that's great.
So you're going to have several joints going across that driveway as you move up towards the house. But make sure it's tamped well, because if it is tamped, it's going to not move, and you're going to be happy with that for a long time to come.
Can you rent a machine that helps you with that tamping?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, a tamping machine is one that can be rented. And it's definitely worth it with a project of that size. I wouldn't dream of doing that by myself.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? That would be the biggest 2x4 ever in the life.
Your back would be like falling off. It would be so painful. No, you definitely want to rent a tamping machine for that.
What would something like that run? I mean, is it a lot of money? Or
to rent one? I don't think so. You know, I'm sure it's going to be less than $100 for the day, but definitely well worth it. Check out around with your local rental yards.
When you think about the doctor bills for your back.
Yeah, exactly. Less expensive than the hospital visits, that's for sure, and the chiropractor.
You know, it's like, and it's hard if you're tamping it on your own. I've done just a patio with like a travertine tile on top of it. And just the patio, say it was 20 by 10. To do it on your own with a 2x4 with all the layers of sand, and, you know, however I was doing it, you need a piece that's going to cover that whole width, so you're making sure that everything is level. It's a lot of work, and it's a very strenuous movement. So even on a small space, it's hard work. So with a huge space like that, think about it. It's worth it.
You never have too few power tools. Remember that, John.
All right. Well, thanks again.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.